and nearly a week has gone by since President Trump claimed he was wiretapped by President Obama, and we have yet to see any evidence to back that up. The White House has said it's up to Congress to look into the president's allegations. But what is a claim like that, without evidence, do to the president's credibility? Joining us now is Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Julian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And let's go back to some of the other examples. There were claims, of course, that President Trump made about President Obama's birthplace even after Obama released his birth certificate in 2012. Here he is.
A lot of people do not think it was an authentic certificate.
How can you say that?
Report it, Wolf, but many people do not think it was authentic.
And then during the campaign last year, Trump implied that his rival Ted Cruz's father was somehow connected to the JFK assassination.
You know, his father was with Lee Harvey Oswald prior to Oswald's being, shot. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. What is this, right prior to his being shot? And nobody even brings it up. I mean, they don't even talk about that. That was reported, and nobody talks about it. But I think it's horrible. I think it's absolutely horrible.
And then more recently, he said that he lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton because millions of people voted illegally. And 5 days after his inauguration, he was asked about the voter fraud claim by ABC's David Muir.
We're going to launch an investigation to find out. And then the next time, and I will say this, of those votes cast, none of them come to me. None of them come to me. They would all be for the other side.
Again, no proof of that. Julian, what's the danger of this?
Well, it's clear that President Trump has a credibility problem. For what we see in national polls, a lot of people don't trust him and don't believe him. And we know many overseas leaders are uneasy when he says things. So this is still early in the presidency, but I think the ongoing flurry of falsehoods and lies really has undermined his ability to persuade people that he's telling the truth. The good news is many Republicans still believe him. So the partisan poll is the one place where all of this doesn't seem to have a huge effect yet.
And is it more, though, about American people trusting him or about foreign leaders trusting him? I'm just thinking if there was some sort of emergency and the president's word is really important here and around the world, what happens if people don't believe what he says?
I think they're both important. If a crisis happened, whether it was a foreign policy or economic crisis, ultimately, he needs political support here in the U.S. beyond his base. And it will be very difficult for him to convince people that he's telling them things that are true. And I think overseas, it's the same problem. Many leaders won't trust him if he asks for assistance or he says something needs to be done. So the consequences of this can be quite serious in those kinds of situations.
Well, let's go back to some previous examples. This is Bill Clinton, famously, on January 26th, 1998.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false.
I feel like I've heard that so many times I could probably recite it without even looking at it. But of course, we know that was not true. Clinton had a sexual relationship with Monica Lewinsky. He was impeached but acquitted. But did he lose credibility?
Well, I think that's a case where it was a question of credibility of something that wasn't that important in many people's minds or wasn't significant enough to be a high-profile political issue. So he was able to continue with his presidency. He even conducts bombing against Iraq while this is going
right
on. And the public ultimately likes him more rather than less. Part of what was going on is the credibility of his opponents was equally low, meaning Newt Gingrich, the Speaker of the House, and other Republicans. So I think that buffered some of the damage that that lie might have had.
And then what about President Nixon on November 17th, 1973? Here he is.
People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Nixon speaking during a televised news conference in which he denied involvement in the Watergate cover-up, which, of course, was not true. Nixon resigned less than a year later. What about that? Did he left office, so I guess he lost his credibility.
Yeah, that's a case where credibility about a big issue, a scandal, an investigation really mattered. The political support that he had to stay in office vanished by the end of his presidency, including among Republicans. And this was part of why he had to resign. He knew that an impeachment might very well happen, in part because no one believed or trusted him. Ironically, his predecessor suffered this as well, Lyndon Johnson, as a result of Vietnam, where by the end of his term, he had very little political support because no one believed what he was saying about the war.
So at this point, would it be better for Trump to come out and say, okay, never mind, I was wrong. I didn't mean what I said about President Obama wiretapping me, or to just stick with this, what he's saying?
Well, I don't think his calculation is the same as the one that we're talking about. I think he believes he can destabilize institutions and create alternative narratives, essentially, about what's happening, and that his supporters like that. His goal is to shore up support among Republicans and among red America. If he can do that, he believes he can be a successful president, so this won't matter.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.